WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 75 to 80. We picked up 29 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Police in Red Oak report the arrest last night of 35-year-old Randall Aaron Lane of Red Oak. Lane was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia following an investigation into a fire at 104 East Oak Street that occurred around 8:40 p.m. When officers with the Red Oak PD arrived on the scene of the reported house fire, they located a first-floor bedroom and its contents on fire. Red Oak Fire and Rescue personnel were quickly able to contain the fire damage to the lone bedroom. The amount of damage is unclear, but officials say there was extensive smoke damage throughout the residence. No injuries were reported, and an investigation into the incident remains ongoing. During the initial investigation, authorities found indications of drug usage in the home. Lane was taken into custody and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The 17-year-old son of a Southwest Iowa school superintendent is facing sexual abuse and kidnapping charges. According to KETV in Omaha, Creighton Elwood, the son of Trainer Community School District Superintendent Kevin Elwood, has been charged with two counts of third-degree sexual abuse and one count of kidnapping. The teen is accused of forcibly removing one victim's clothes and fondling her in his truck, covering her mouth with his hand to keep her quiet and preventing her from leaving the vehicle. In a separate case, Elwood is accused of trying to rip off a victim's underwear and force her to touch him inappropriately. The alleged incidents date back to November of 2012. Elwood turned himself into a Pottawatomie County authorities on July the 11th. Afterward, he was booked and given a pretrial release. A judge signed off on trial information Thursday morning. Online court records indicate the teen has a court appearance set for September 3rd and a trial date set for October 29th. If found guilty, Elwood faces up to 10 years in prison for each of the alleged felony sexual assaults and life in prison without parole for felony first-degree kidnapping. Trainer school officials say Elwood is a senior at the school and he has been placed in an alternate education program. Arraignment in the case of a former Harlan teacher charged with felony sexual exploitation by a school employee and an aggravated serious misdemeanor charge of assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse is scheduled to take place later this month. According to online court records, 72-year-old Lee Gordon Nelson of Harlan is scheduled to appear in Shelby County District Court on August 26th. His trial will take place October 29th. Nelson pled not guilty to the charges on July 26th. He remains free on $7,000 bond. If convicted on both charges, Lee faces up to 7 years in prison and fines totaling nearly $14,000. According to the Iowa DCI, a 17-year-old female and her parents had contacted Harlan police back on May the 30th to report that since October of 2012, Nelson had been saying rude and inappropriate things to the victims as well as touching her inappropriately. The incidents allegedly occurred at school on band trips and at his residence. Nelson was employed with the Harlan Community School District for 35 years before the school board accepted his resignation on April 22nd. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Thursday evening of 69-year-old Karen Jean Tuntas of Red Oak. She was charged with OWI first offense and cited for having no or improper registration and no insurance following a traffic stop around 5:25 p.m. in the 1300 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Tuntas was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The rain was a much welcome event across southwest Iowa overnight and early Thursday morning and since then as well, but a southwest Iowa teen probably wishes it hadn't rained quite so much. The Page County Sheriff's Office said 17-year-old Corrine Pulsley of Essex suffered minor injuries when the car she was driving crashed after it hydroplaned on standing water in tire tracks on a gravel road. The car she was driving north on H Avenue at around 6:30 p.m. went out of control, slid sideways on a washboard gravel road, entered a ditch and struck a tree. The car then spun around and slid over other smaller trees before coming to rest on a small tree. Pulsley was transported by private vehicle to the Shenandoah Hospital. Officials said that standing water in the tire tracks and the washboard road conditions created by previously dry conditions contributed to the crash. Damage amounted to $2,000. There were no citations issued. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon.